live from the List Track Recording Studio. This is Email Marketing Today. Here are your hosts, Ross, Matt, and Brent.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to episode number 25 of Email Marketing Today. I'm Brent Shore, your host, and with me here in the studio is Matt Elliott and Brandon Brophy. How you guys doing?
Oh, doing wonderful, Brent. Thanks.
Yeah, thanks, Brent. And, doing good.
And Ross is out on the road here today. So what we wanted to talk about here, first thing on the show is Megan, our marketing director here, released a great new white paper entitled Building Subscriber Personas, Getting Relevant Without Data Overload. And what I really liked about this white paper is the fact that it really centered on these personas and building out these personas of really targeted individuals and really spelling out the details on those individuals down to some pretty great info. And I'm going to kind of scroll down here and read through some of these.
It's like Email Clue.
Yeah, it's great. So the first persona here, Davis Buffington, he's a 53 years old, self-made millionaire, invented a surgical, Tilndor?
I think Megan made that up.
Yeah, that wedges open damaged tissues in the brain. Very intelligent, great sense of humor, travels all over the world to medical conferences, usually as the keynote speaker and VIP. Likes deep sea fishing and playing golf. Ran marathons when he was younger. Now he takes a leisurely stroll after dinner every night. Takes his wife, Margot, of 52, with him when he travels. Married 35 years. Likes the finer things in life. Travels first class. Eats at the finest restaurants, etc. Has two children. Davis Buffington II, 24, and Bianca, 19. His main residence is a mansion in Denver, Colorado, and he owns a condo in San Diego. He's very particular, very hands-on, and very detail-oriented. He books his own vacation planning, every detail himself, wants everything to be done to his high expectations. He's a night person, usually stays up until 2 or 3 in the morning and sleeps until 9 a.m.
Yes.
Loves to surprise Margo with lavish vacations each year on their anniversary. Excited by exclusivity. Money isn't an issue, so he likes to book unique, private, and distinctive vacations. Trust your organization. He has booked several vacations with the organization, and he and Margot have enjoyed the trips. And I kind of missed that, I guess, at the beginning. This is focused on a travel company is really what these personas are being built out for. But what's really neat about this is getting to be that specific. It allows you to kind of take a look at your profile and the attributes that you have and use that filter to target these specific individuals with dynamic content and making your message really specific to those individuals.
Yeah, the idea, Brent, and Megan and I were brainstorming last week, you know, on a white paper idea, and there was a particular session at ETAIL down in Baltimore that stuck in my craw a lot, and the topic of personas had come up, but they didn't really gear it towards email. They talked about personas, and for those of you who aren't familiar, the idea of a persona is it's essentially a made-up person with certain attributes of people that would shop your brand or your product or use your product or service so that you can come up with a like grouping of basically a generic customer, and you can have it you can have multiple personas depending on the different types of end users or people that use your product or service, and so that you can speak to them in larger groups. And really the brainchild behind this was the fact that also at ETAIL, we still discovered that so many email marketers are still not doing dynamic content. And dynamic content seems to be really difficult for marketers to wrap their hands around for several reasons: time, resources, data availability. You know, there's a lot of things that make it a pretty hardy task to undertake. And so the idea that we came up with the personas is, well, you still need to deliver relevant content, but if it's too difficult and time consuming to come up with dynamic content, okay, if it's too difficult to speak to every single individual on their own level, but if you can group people together, it can shorten the process but still allow you to deliver relevant content. And so you develop these personas, and then that'll allow you to create several different versions of your message without having to think of 20,000 different versions of how your message could be. You could still deliver content that's going to be relevant to those people whose profile attributes put them into the appropriate persona. So it's, I think it's a really, not necessarily unique idea, but it's definitely new, I think, to this industry, to the email industry, this kind of concept. And when you have the data and you think through what attributes are in their profile that will fit them into the personas, it's not only a powerful exercise in terms of allowing you to, you know, cut some of your costs but still deliver relevant content. It's actually a fun exercise. And I know Megan and I had a lot of fun going through and developing these personas. You can hear, you know, when, as Brent was reading off the different attributes to Davis Buffington, and if you look at the white paper and see the picture, I mean, it's a lot of fun developing these personas and these essentially made up people that would be the generic equivalent of, in this case, a high-end, high-income, high-end user or purchaser of your product or service.
Yeah, and I think that's a really good point you just made there, just the high-end idea. So the persona is a nice way to get out a single person, you know, pinpoint them and all of their attributes. But like you said, he's a high-end guy. You can read between the lines on things. Likes the finer things in life, travels first class, eats in the finest restaurants. That means he's in your higher income bracket most likely. So in the same way that we laid out these, you might already know that your subscribers have $250,000 salaries or whatever. They might have disclosed that to you. And so you can target them with, you know, your higher cost offers.
And if you look at the creative in the white paper, you'll see that each piece of creative was different for each of the personas and spoke to them in a way that would speak to that persona.
Yeah, you guys did a great job with that creative. I think that's, you know, that's definitely check out the white paper, because you really have to see these four different personas, these four different segments, and then look at the four different pieces of creative, because we're talking about changing the messaging in the subject line, the message itself, and the creative to really get targeted. For instance, on Davis Buffington's email here, it's your exclusive grand suite awaits. And we're really kind of targeting the high end. And I believe one of the other personas was a stay-at-home mom, and it was more kind of family-oriented. So that email we have, bring the whole family, great deal on 5-day Bahamas cruise, and there's a picture of some kids in the ocean. So, you know, really great creative examples here that are really targeting these four different personas. Definitely want to get out there and check out the white paper. You can get that in our resources area, listtrack.com, listtrak.com/resources, or you can just click through the resources area from our homepage, and you'll be able to get to this white paper.
Absolutely, and it's just a really neat idea, and we'd love to hear your feedback as well on anyone out there who's currently doing something similar, and we'd like to hear what you're doing.
So have some exciting news for next week's podcast. We're going to have a special guest on the show, Chad White from Smith Harmon. Sat in on a webinar that Chad presented the other day, and it focused on the retail email guide to the holiday season that Chad has put together here, and really talks about all kinds of things here with the holidays coming up. You know, now's the time to start getting ready for the holidays. And he goes over the 18 phases to get ready for the holiday season. So we'll be talking to Chad about that next week.
When it comes to holiday season, Matt, don't we deal with ReturnPath and their CenterScore certification program? And wouldn't that be a great way to, like, kind of get into the holidays?
Yeah, actually, we're partners with both the services that provide deliverability improvements and enhancements, and that's Goodmail and their certified email product, and ReturnPath and Accredited Mail. And both these services offer customers and email senders the ability to reach more inboxes with images displayed and links enabled. The idea being that if you're a good sender and you have a good reputation, you qualify for these services, they're going to help you get into the major ISPs, and in the case of ReturnPath, a lot of the B2B, you know, past a lot of the B2B spam filters and whatnot, and allow you to get more messages delivered to the inbox with your creative displayed. And with the retail season coming upon us, I mean, now's the time to really think about how these services could benefit you. And being partners with both these services, we have the ability to help you get into the service and help you fill out the applications and evaluate your IPs for performance and for acceptance into the programs. And just need to contact either your account manager or ListTrack support, and we'd be glad to help you go through that process. And we have some great collateral. If anyone wants to learn more about these services, you can find them on our website, or you can contact us and we can send you the collateral. But I know ReturnPath is offering a special right now where it's you get 14 months for the price of 12. So you get 2 extra months if you purchase in September or October their annual service. So exciting program, and we'd be glad to help any of our clients get on board with it. So thanks for bringing that up.
Yeah, and I think another cool thing about that is when we're doing the pre-qualification of IP, so even if you're just slightly interested in it, you know, you're not really sure if you'd go through with it, we can pre-qualify IPs. And the nice thing is, Matt and I have been doing this for a little bit here, when they let us know whether or not they would, you know, be able to accept that IP address into their program, at least the sender score accreditation, if it's not going to be allowed, they'll give us some reasons. So we can come back to you and say, look, you've got to make complaints. Look, you're not sending enough volume. Let's work on these things. Let's get it up to par so that you can get certified.
Yeah, we've definitely used it as a list management tool, you know, to help us identify where there might be issues with acquisition or frequency or timing, and just use it as a tool to help our customers improve their reputation for those that don't qualify. So it's a very good point. Now, I'm also going to be, but I'll also let you know that I'm going to be at shop.org at the end of, or I think it's the 20th through the 22nd of September, and I'm going to have some special gifts for anybody who tracks me down. I've got some delicious Wilbur chocolate bars that are, yeah, we have a local chocolatier here that's just amazing, and I'm going to have those, and I'm going to be handing them out at the show, so track me down, and there's some special information on those bars as well, not just the chocolate, so we're looking forward to meeting as many of you as possible out at shop.org and in Vegas at Mandalay Bay. So
yeah, and to anyone that's out there that is planning to go out there, if you want to contact Matt ahead of time to make sure you can set up a meeting, go ahead and do that at your email address, which is
melliott@listtrack.com, and that's melliott at listtrack.com.
Something else is going out on this week that I've been checking out. Our good friend Mark Brownlow, who runs emailmarketingreports.com, has had a couple good posts on video and email. And this is something we've talked about and talked about before, and how we've seen, you know, in some of our own emails that, you know, a link to a video can really really improve your clicks, your click-through rate. And, you know, doing some things with that video, making it look like a video, putting a play button on it so it's an actual image, linking to the video and using those kinds of best practices. One of the neat things I saw as I read through this is the idea of using an animated GIF instead of just a still video that would still link through to your video. So you have a bit of motion going on that would draw your attention to the video, but it's still clickable through to the video on a landing page. So I thought that was a great idea. One thing you want to actually be careful of there, of course, since animated GIFs are, the support is very lacking kind of across all of the email clients. If they don't support the full animation in an animated GIF, they will show the first frame of the GIF. So you want to make sure that if you do an animated GIF, that you make that first frame with the knowledge that some of your contacts will just see that still frame. But some great articles out there on Mark Brownlow's blog to check out on video and email.
And for those who aren't familiar with it, Goodmail has a certified video product that you could look into as well.
That's right.
That would allow you to have your video displayed at AOL, and they're working with some other ISP partners in the near future. But right now it delivers into AOL with the video enabled, and that's new in the industry because most mail providers have blocked video because of the dangerous aspect of the scripts involved and whatnot. But Goodmail has an agreement with AOL, and they have a certified video product that would allow you to deliver your video into AOL working. Another thing to consider is video is, to me, one of those few items that can really drive a viral campaign as well. You know, we've had discussions internally about what makes a message go viral. You know, what gets a message passed along, forwarded along, sent to a network? What makes somebody want to share something? And video seems to be one of those items that tends to be shared amongst friends and networks a lot. And so really thinking through what type of video you have and what your video strategy might be could help you enable a viral campaign that can help you grow your customer base and your brand awareness.
We have another webinar coming up here next week with Jim Stern, and the topic is social media metrics. So if you haven't registered for that, you can still register and get in on that webinar. That's on September 2nd from 1 to 2.
Yeah, and we had a walkthrough with Jim earlier this week on and went through the slides, and it's some really great information. So if you haven't signed up for it and you want to learn more about social media metrics, I definitely recommend sitting in on that and watching that webinar. So sign up.
And we've had ListTrack Conductor launch here now for a couple weeks, and we're starting to see a lot of activity, a lot of ListTrack users really making use of that new system. And Matt, I know you've had a couple good examples here that you've been working with recently.
Yeah, in fact, yesterday we had a call with Quest Diagnostics, and we're helping them enable a pregnancy reminder program, something that will allow pregnant women to sign up to be reminded of particular tests that they would want to have either to learn about or to get, you know, sign up for their tests through the Quest Diagnostics testing centers at the various stages of their pregnancy. So obviously a real timing component to it, variable messaging component to it as well, because based on certain pre-existing conditions, the type of test you get may vary. And so with the use of dynamic content and ListTrack Conductor, they're going to be able to deliver really highly relevant timed messages to help pregnant women have a more healthy pregnancy, hopefully. So
that's great.
Yeah, it's a really neat concept, and looking forward to working with them to implement that.
Yeah, and speaking about Conductor and video, we set up a YouTube channel. We have our ListTrack YouTube channel at youtube.com/ListTrack, and you can see our Conductor video out there, as well as other ListTrack videos. And we plan on really adding to that library. We've had a lot of webinars and videos that we have on our site, and we plan on kind of expanding out the YouTube channel with more of our video content. So keep an eye on that, and more will be coming soon.
Absolutely.
So I think that's it for today. Thanks for joining us here, guys, in the studio.
You got it. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, absolutely. Have a great weekend.
And we'll talk to you all next time. Bye-bye. See you.